Page 76. Listen for main ideas.
Critics call it a human zoo. Tour companies consider it a tourist attraction. Whichever the case, the long-necked women of Padang have become an important source of money for several small villages on the border of Thailand and Myanmar. Reporter Mike Danforth has this report.
Welcome to Naisoi. Please buy your ticket here.
Each year, around 10,000 tourists visit three small villages along the Thai-Myanmar border to see the famous long-necked women. The attraction is a tradition that requires women to stretch their necks by wearing brass coils. Originally from the Padong tribe, the women and their families came from Myanmar to Thailand in the 1980s to escape poverty and war. Their new lives are very different from their lives as farmers in Myanmar. Now they make a living talking with tourists, posing for pictures, and selling handmade souvenirs. When a Padong girl turns 5, a thick coil of brass is wrapped around her neck. Throughout her life, more coils are added until her neck carries up to 25 brass rings, weighing up to 22 pounds. The coils push up her chin and press down her collarbone, making her neck longer. Pape, a young woman with 20 neck rings, describes her early years of neck stretching.
At first, it was painful, but now it's okay. Now sleeping, eating, working, everything is okay. But I cannot take it off, so this is my life.
It truly is her life. Pape's neck is now so weak that if she takes off the coils, her head will fall forward and she'll stop breathing. Despite the discomfort, Padong women in Thailand continue to wear the coils, even though the tradition has almost disappeared in Myanmar. Why? Because there's money in it. Ma Nong, a graceful woman with 24 neck rings, explains.
In Myanmar, I worked hard growing food. Now I sit and tourists take pictures. In 1 month, I get $70 to $80. It's easy and it's good money for my family. Sometimes I'm tired of tourists always looking, but it's good money.
Each year, as the long-necked women have become more and more popular, the controversy about them has increased. In an outdoor restaurant near Naisoi, tourists discuss whether or not to visit the village. Sandra, a Canadian woman, feels that it's fine to visit.
I don't really see a problem. I mean, this is their tradition. And so, if I go, it's like I'm helping them to preserve it. Spending my money is also helping them. You know, they make a living from tourism, so they need us.
Frederick from Germany feels differently.
Actually, I don't see that we are preserving tradition at all. This tradition has died in Myanmar already. These women are just hurting their bodies to entertain us. It's like paying to go see animals in a zoo. It's degrading.
For now, the future of the long-necked women is easy to predict. As long as there are tourists who will pay to see them, they will continue to wrap their daughters' necks. The controversy continues, with one side seeing the villages as examples of how tourism can save dying traditions, and others criticizing it as harmful and degrading to the Padong women.